of the Comedy Kingdom.
Hail to the Comedy Kingdom. Hail to this realm of mirth. Here's to our queen. May she live and clover. Here's to her subjects. When we laugh all over. Throw away your troubles. Cast aside your blues. Just wear a smile. You will find it's all the style in the Comedy Kingdom.
Of mirth. Long laugh, Queen Elvia.
Hello, and a royal welcome to the bridge clubbers, the tea sippers, the matinee addicts, the sewing circle needlers, and to all the other ladies who spend their afternoons pursuing something besides housework. For this session of the Comedy Kingdom is devoted to afternoons, and to the ladies who hunt culture in groups, as though it were dangerous to meet it alone. They absorb a grand combination of culture and gossip, then rush home and try to get the breakfast dishes done before hubby arrives with the supper he picked up at the delicatessen.
And just in case you'd like to know more about this predigested culture, we have with us today the Comedy Kingdom Public Librarian, Miss Letitia Tillinghast, who will give a short review on one of the new books. Miss Tillinghast.
Good afternoon, ladies of the Comedy Kingdom Art, Drama, and Deep Pen Frying Society. The subject of my talk this afternoon is a book that everybody's talking about. In fact, quite a few people have even read it. It's the current bestseller, 10 Nights in a Radio Station or The Road to Ruin. Oh, it's really just a bit daring. I wouldn't recommend it for the young folks. Well, now, the story begins with a young Scotchman named Willie McAnney. Willie is walking down the street. He meets a young girl, and she says, "Are you from St. Louis?" "No," says Willie. "I didn't think you were," said the girl. So, one thing leads to another. I think you know what I mean. And they decide to get a bite together. As they walk along, they notice a man on a scaffold making frantic gestures. It turns out that he's a deaf and dumb carpenter who hit his thumb with a hammer and he can't find a pencil and paper. Anyhow, Willie and the girl finally get to a restaurant, and the girl orders salmon. When the waiter brings it to her, she says, "Hey, I don't like the looks of that salmon." The waiter says, "Lady, if it looks you're after, why don't you buy a goldfish?" Oh, I tell you, that makes the girl so mad. But Willie thinks fast and says, "Bring us 2 roast beef sandwiches." The waiter says, "Will you eat them here or take them with you?" "We hope to do both," says Willie. You will get for that the hero is very smart. Romance blossoms while the order is coming. You know how restaurants are, girls. Anything has time to blossom. "Willie," says the girl, "you're as romantic as Apollo." "Who's he?" says Willie. "Why," replies the girl, "Apollo is the god who chased a nymph, and she turned into a tree." "I'm different," says Willie. "Every time I chase a girl, she turns into a restaurant." "Oh, but I want to marry you, honey." The girl drops her eyes, and her eyelashes drop to the table. Then she whispers, "Do you want to marry a girl who comes from a good family?" "Sure," says Willie, "and the farther she comes from it, the better. Now, don't you think you can manage to live on $25 a week?" And the girl looks up and says, "Get the license, I'll try it for a week." And so they get married, and all of Willie's Scotch friends come to the wedding to get rice for their chickens. Now, at the height of the wedding party, Willie misses his bride. He looks and he looks and he looks for her. Finally, he finds her, of all places, girls, in the pantry with McTavish, another Scotchman. "Alas," cries Willie, "alas and alack, on our wedding day, to find you alone in the pantry with another man." His bride burst into tears. "You don't understand," she sobs. "We weren't eating. We were only making love." Let's all stand. The three guesses tell us of another afternoon on which knowledge rather than culture was obtained. Is a very democratic nation. We welcome everybody within our gates, believing that immigration is the sincerest form of flattery. But sometimes this policy has its drawbacks. And if you don't believe it, here's the proof right now, null and void.
Well. You know, I don't like to appear, gubernatorial, but which part of the day do you like best, Mr. Noakes?
Well, sir, I have two reasons for liking the afternoon best.
Yes, I'll wager a cookie. I know both reasons.
Oh, what are they, Smarty?
You don't remember what happened the night before, and you don't get up the morning after.
Oh. Well, you can laugh if you like, Mr. Boyd, but what could be more exhilarating than putting on a pair of spats, taking your cane, and going for a stroll in the afternoon sun?
Well, perhaps you're right. And speaking of the open air reminds me, I've had to give up my study of surgery.
What? You had to give up your surgery? Well, why so?
Too much inside work.
Oh, well, think nothing of it. You know, we all have to make sacrifices. Why, even I had to give up my organ playing.
What's the matter? Did your monkey run away again?
See here, Mr. Boyd, for 2 cents I'd give you a piece of my mind.
Oh, why divide up a little thing like that?
Be careful, my fine buckaroo. I'm seeing red.
Seeing red, eh? Well, why don't you quit looking at the end of your nose? Oh, I say, Mr. Null, I nearly forgot to tell you. I went to the circus this afternoon, and did I have fun?
Oh, you had fun. I suppose you ate some pink peanuts and drank a lot of double-jointed lemonade.
Yes. But the real excitement happened at the sideshow.
Well, tell me, what was so exciting at the sideshow?
A fake dentist sold a fire eater a set of celluloid teeth.
Oh, I'll bet he was burned up.
Yes.
Well, what else did you see at the sideshow?
Mr. Null, I saw the smallest cow in the world.
My, how small was she?
Well, sir, she was so small that a gallon of her milk hardly filled a pint bottle.
Oh, hardly filled a pint bottle. Well, the Did you take your girlfriend to the circus with you?
No. You see, my girlfriend wasn't feeling so well.
Oh, that's too bad, but it's like I always say. No matter how healthy a bow-legged girl may be, she's never in the best of shape.
Why, I resent that remark, you cad.
Oh, I'm a cad, am I? You wouldn't dare remove your red flannel underwear and say that.
I'll have you understand that I never remove my red flannel underwear until late in the spring.
Oh, well, you know, there are times, friends, when you'll have to excuse Mr. Boyd. You see, when he was very young, he was kicked in the head by a pigeon.
By the way, Mr. Null, I passed your house quite late last night, and I heard your wife bawling somebody out. Say, who was she arguing with?
Oh, well, why, she was scolding the dog.
Oh, the poor dog. You know, I heard her say if he didn't come home earlier, she'd take the front door key away from him.
Oh, well, goodbye.
So long.
Goodbye.
Adios.
And so the ladies of the afternoon pick up their wraps and bridge prizes, which they'll promptly donate to charity. For, as Lee Keener tells us, day is done.